and welcome to the Off-Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances, and I'll be your hostess.
Hello, and welcome to episode 195, the learning curve episode. Oh, girls, I have been paper piecing. And you know, the fact is, I haven't done a ton of paper piecing in my life. Now, I took a great class. Seems like it's been a couple years at Thimble Pleasures, and made my first paper pieced quilt and enjoyed it. I find it an enjoyable process, except the part where I start ripping out my hair. That's less enjoyable. So the project I'm working on right now is the Bauhaus Birds in the Air. And let me pause very quickly, because I realize I didn't do quilt diaries. All I've been doing, I feel like, is making quilts and thinking, oh, I need to pause here and make a quilt diary. And I haven't done that. So this is just going to be a straight through episode. And today is August 1st. Thank goodness we're done with July. I don't complain about the weather, but I will complain about months. And to me, July is just interminable. It just goes on and on and on. And although I try not to wish time away, and I'm not wishing my children out of the house, I love my children, and they have been very fine children all summer. Sometimes I do think, you know, when they're off living their own lives, supporting themselves, me and the man, we're either going to Vermont for the summer or just up to the mountains. We can rent out the house to some visiting professor who's come to teach summer school or something, or we'll just close the house up. I don't know. But we're heading out of here. Not complaining about the weather, complaining about the month of July. But it's over, and it's August 1st, and it's going to be a chilly 92 today. Looking forward to that. A little bit of humidity in the air, but that's okay. That's why my skin is so dewy, fresh, and glowing. But we've got school coming back in a few weeks, and that's kind of nice. I like a routine. And the fact is I always think, oh, summer's going to be nice because you don't have to get up and get going. And that's true, except that I walk Travis almost every morning, every weekday morning for sure. And so you get up, and if there's immediately that pressure to get out before it gets too hot. And the problem is it gets so hot that I have a hard time sleeping. And so I fall asleep, and I'm waking up, and it's 8, and then it's going to be too hot to walk by 9:15. You know, blah, blah, blah. So let's just get back to school, get back into the routine, I say. So, yeah, so it's August 1st. I'm thinking about, oh, I got to buy my school supplies. And really, my main school supply is I get the Sandra Boynton Mom's calendar, right? I get it's a 18-month calendar, and it's very helpful because it takes you from September. I guess I think this one will be September 2016 to December 2000. I can't remember, but anyway, I like it. I get it every year. It's a desk calendar. Yeah, I know. I got a phone. I'm an analog girl. Anyway, so yeah, August 1st, life is immediately better. And now back to my Bauhaus Birds in the Air. So as we know, the most fabulous, marvelous Adele made me a pattern. And in fact, she's made me a second copy. And that's a big, big deal, not only because she did it in the first place, but she's printing out big sheets of paper for me. And so that I won't have to tape together long pieces. This pattern has some very long, skinny pieces. One of the things, as I'm working on it, I'm very aware of that I could have never figured this out on my own. Never, never. And there's something in my brain, you know, paper piecing, you have to be able to like see things backwards and flipped. And I don't actually have that function in my brain. It does not exist. And just getting back on the project, you know, back on the paper piecing train, it took a little while to remember how you do that. And somewhere around here, I have a Carol Doak paper piecing DVD that my mom gave me. I can't find it. But you know, you go online and there are videos. And so I kind of got started. No, there's no video that has a project that looks like this project. And I will do a picture so you can see where I am. I haven't sewn anything together. I'm just putting the pieces up on the design board. I think this is going to look super cool. Adele is sending me a second copy, and I may need it because I may just need to at some point redo this. Again, I'm a draft person. I'm not sweating it. At this point, I'm making fairly speedy progress. I started Thursday, and the going was very, very slow. One thing I did do is I copied the smaller patterns, the smaller pieces, just because I could. And so that's been good to have copies of the smaller ones. But the bigger pieces, again, some of these pieces are 18 inches, 20 inches long. But I could see doing this again and doing it better. But it's fun. I like paper piecing. I enjoy the process, again, other than, where I just am hating life. And one of the things that's hard, and because I'm not bright, it took me until today to go, you know what? I bet there's a video online about how to deal with this problem. Because with paper piecing, the hardest thing is, of course, dealing with the angles. And this is a pattern that everything's at an angle. And there are a lot of angled, narrow, skinny pieces. Well, how do you get the right size? How do you get everything set up the way it's going to need to be set up so that the angles work? And you know, one thing you can just do is use really huge pieces of fabric, so you just have so much overlap along your pattern lines that you can't go wrong. But that ends up wasting a lot of fabric. And so, of course, today I went online, and I'll try to remember to put a link to this video. It's like, how do you do this? How do you work with the angles? And to some extent, I had sussed out what the video teaches. But it's just good to see someone else doing it, and she has some good tips that were helpful. And so, but it can be a difficult process for those of us who are not, who aren't able to flip over our brains and put things in reverse. And some people can. Some people can visualize that stuff and do that flip. And I am not that kind of person. I'm just not that girl. But I think this quilt is going to look super cool. It's already gotten the Will's thumbs up, the Will seal of approval. He came in, he's like, wow, that's really cool. I'm like, yeah. So, you know, when the eighth grade boy is like, yeah, man, pretty cool, dude, because of course he calls me dude and man. He doesn't call me bro or bra yet, but he could. It could be happening at any minute. So I think I think it could be really neat. And I finished the Meeting of the Geese. I still have it up on the stand. I need to, I should take a picture of that to post on the blog. I will, and I think once I get the picture taken, and I may ask the man to do that for me tonight. It's a big quilt. I will take it off the stand and fold it so that, again, August is going to be, it's definitely going to be the month of quilting. Because that's what I'm doing. I'm doing the tops. And the thing I keep reminding myself is like, you know, you actually have to have backs. I don't know that I'm going to have a lot of pieced backs here. As tempting as that might be, and as much as I love pieced backs, I may just have to buy some big fabric and just do it old school, because I just don't know what kind of time I'm going to have. I can't remember if I told you this or not, but my friend Kristen suggested to me that if I'm not done with the quilting because I want to hand quilt the Civil War birds in there, she's like, just bring it whatever you have. Like when I go down to Georgia and see my girl Quilt and Jenny and do my big show, and do the big birds in the air book birthday big reveal, she's like bring it unfinished, because that's part of your quilt story too, that sometimes you don't make your deadlines and people get that. I'm like, yeah, So that kind of took a little pressure off of that. We're about to go visit my folks in Kentucky. My dad is about to turn 80. And that's going to give me actually a lot of hand sewing time in the car, and also just hanging out with my brothers and sister-in-laws and nieces and nephew and everything. There's going to be a lot of sewing time. So that's good. And so that's one of the things I have to do before we leave is cut out pieces. Oh, the great thing is my mom, of course, has all the equipment I would need in Kentucky, as far as if I need to, as long as I bring my fabric. She will have rulers and rotary cutters and cutting mats, so that's very nice. So I'm hoping that I'm going to make a lot of progress on this trip, on the Civil War era birds in the air. And because it would be very cool, because then the thing I have left is an applique birds in the air, which I can't wait to show you because I love the design idea, but I think it should be pretty simple. I'm hoping, fingers crossed. And yeah, that one I'm not going to worry about too much, just because it's like, if that somehow that doesn't happen, that'll be okay. But I like the idea, and I think it should be a simple quilt to put together. So making progress, learning all the time, and having fun. Although, I do feel sort of a certain amount of pressure. Like if I'm just sitting around, it's like, shouldn't you be working on a quilt? Don't you got some quilts to finish up? It's like, yeah, I do. Speaking of my friend Kristen, she's got a book coming out. In fact, I believe today is its pub date. The book is called Sew Illustrated, that's S-E-W, Sew Illustrated, 35 Charming Fabric and Thread Designs in 16 Zaka Projects, or Zaka, I don't actually know what that is. But anyway, it's by Kristen Esser, my friend Kristen, and Minky Kim, and it is published by C&T, and it is darling. Okay, so it's got 16 charming projects for your home using free motion quilting and raw edged applique. Choose from 35 adorable sketches, and they are adorable. Printed on iron-on transfer paper for handmade gifts you'll love to sew and share. And branch out and try sewing your own doodles or your kids, a stamped image or a trace photo. I am not a cutesy person, but I am a darling person, and I have to tell you, the projects in this book are darling, okay? And as we move into the fall and we're thinking about Christmas presents, but also thinking maybe about freshening up our own homes, because to me, September 1st is New Year's Day. I'm still very much on a school schedule. I was even before I had kids, right? I just love September. That to me is the beginning of the year. And so it's a time, and I'm already thinking, what am I going to do? We'll be back on the porch more. What do I want to do out here on the porch? I want to freshen it up, and I'd like to have a party. I think when around the time of the middle school dance, the fall dance, have some middle school moms over. So it's like, what could I do to freshen up the house in some of these projects? There's coasters and tea mats. And there's just wonderful, wonderful things to make. And then also thinking about if you do Christmas presents for your kids' teachers or the school secretary, they're just fun things. There's pencil cases and envelopes. There's a makeup brush case. There are bags. There's pouches. And I can't even tell you how cute this all is. And I'm going on and on, not only because it's my friend Kristen's book, but also because I'm doing a giveaway. That's right. C&T is going to let me do a giveaway here on the Off-Kilter Quilt. And I think this is a book you need. I will put a link and a picture on the blog so you can check it out. But it is called Sew Illustrated by Minky Kim and Kristen Esser. Lovely, lovely book. And it can be yours. All you have to do is leave a comment on my blog between now, let's say now and September 1st. That gives everyone enough time. I know this is, summer is not always like everyone's biggest podcast listening time. I notice that my comments go down a bit, although maybe this will bring them back up. You want this book. It is charming. It is darling. Believe me, you want this book. Oh, this drawstring bag. Oh my goodness. And the drawings, Minky's drawings. I love. Oh, all of this. I'm just looking through it. You want it? Yep. You want this book? Leave me a comment. Just say, hey, Kristen's book sounds fabulous, I want it, or whatever, just leave me a comment and you will be eligible for this giveaway. Yay. So very exciting there. What else to tell you? My mother-in-law is doing fine. It's still, as is the case with strokes, it's up and down. She has days where she's very aware and alert and does well in her speech therapy and physical therapy. And there are other days she kind of has a hard time waking up because the stroke did affect the sleep center of her brain. And so that can be some days she's just kind of just less aware, less clear on what's going on. So the man has been going down on Thursdays. Again, we feel really so fortunate and blessed that Malveen's sister, Rhonda, is able to be there almost every day, but she can't be there Thursday. So the man goes down and hangs out, and it's all, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, I like to always say there's one of my favorite pieces of advice comes from one of my favorite theologians, Sam Wells, who is an Anglican priest. He was here at Duke Chapel for many years and now is in London at St. Martin's in the Fields, I believe, which is a big Anglican church in London. And he always says, if you can't make it happy, make it beautiful. And that's what we're trying to do. And sometimes the way you make it beautiful is by showing up and, you know, wearing nice clothes and showing up and bringing flowers and being kind to the nurses and whatever. So if you can't make it happy, make it beautiful. And that's kind of where we are right now. So if you go to the Off Kilter Quilt blog, you're going to find a link to a blog post from the editors of Generation Q. And it's really interesting. You know, they've had a couple interesting posts lately. One was about the closing of Quilter's newsletter, which I am very sad about. You know, and it just is such an important part of American quilt history and certainly an important part of the great quilt revival that's, you know, began in the early 70s. And Bonnie Lehman did, you know, Xeroxed it, put it together on her kitchen table with her family's help and Xeroxed it and sent it out. And it was a great way for quilters to connect to each other. And if you look at the early issues, it's great because they're pen pal requests. Remember that when there were pen pal requests in magazines? I don't know if they still have those anymore. You know, like email pen pal requests. Just people just like, this is, you know, it just has a sense of quilters wanting to connect with each other and wanting to write letters and talk about what they loved. And Quilters Newsletter gave quilters a way to do that, not only through pen pal programs, but also by letting them know what quilting events were happening in their communities or nearby or across the country. And, you know, particularly in the early issues, there was a lot of quilt history. There still has been recently. Barbara Brackman still publishes pieces in there about quilt history. So I don't know. I feel very sad about that. And I wish someone, you know, I don't know. I wish somebody would figure a way to revive it and find a different model for it. Perhaps one that didn't depend on advertising and just depended on subscribers, but I'm not going to do it. But so I just have to say goodbye for now. But the most recent blog post is about the quilting industry and sort of the stark reality is that while there are a lot of quilters in this country, a lot of them are older. And one of the things that the editorial said that struck me is like, you know, in 2010, there wasn't anything about modern quilting in any kind of mainstream shows or, and, you know, at that point, the Modern Quilt Guild had just been going for what, a year, if that, but it just wasn't on the radar for a lot of quilters and what we call traditional quilters. But now it very much is. And partly because it's the hope, it's like, oh, we can bring in younger people. This is a way to attract younger people into quilting. And I think to some extent it's worked and the modern quilt guild continues to grow, but I don't think I don't think a younger generation of quilters is ever going to replace the numbers of the older generation of quilters who are passing on to that great quilting stand in the sky, the great sewing machine in the sky. So what to do? And one of the interesting things is, and this is has interesting meaning to me personally, is American Quilter Society is no longer going to publish books. And if you've been with me for a while, you know that I had a very weird experience with them last year, in which I submitted a book proposal which was accepted, and then communication stopped, and when they finally picked up again, it was because they sent me a contract for a book I had not, with terms that we had never discussed and what have you. So it was odd, and so actually when I read that, I'm like, well, I'm not surprised, because they clearly don't know what they're doing. But still, it makes me really happy that's how things worked out. I think I'm happy anyway. But that would have been quite a drag to have, because, I guess if I had gone ahead and published, and this is not Birds in the Air, by the way, it's the historic novel. Is that right? Historic novel? I don't know. Yeah, I guess it is. That I had written a proposal for, and I've written about 120 pages of. I haven't finished yet. It might be coming out now or in a few months, but it might not have ever gotten published. And given how incompetent they were in the handling, I'm sure, it's like I might not have been able to get the rights back and what have you. So that all worked out, but I'm kind of sorry that quilt economics are such that people are not, that magazines are folding and publishers are folding. It's a little concerning in some ways. I mean, particularly if you are in the industry as a quilter, I think they'll keep making fabric, so I feel okay. And we podcasts are free, the ways that I connect with other quilters, I don't think are going to go away. But if I were in the industry, yeah. And I have to say, as someone who's about to publish a novel that's pretty much aimed at a quilting audience, it's like, huh? But I wasn't thinking, this book, it's going to be, there's 16 million quilters, so it will be sure to sell a million copies. I'm not sure that's the forecast I would have made anyway. But anyway, read that. It's interesting. I'd be interested to hear what your thoughts are. But the things are changing. And I wonder if in some ways, if it's not only because quilters are aging out, the big generation of quilters kind of moving on, but if also because corporations came in and, like this one, what is it, FNS, whatever it is, that shut down the Quilt Your Heart Out podcast, that has shut down Quilters Newsletter, whoever, is it because it's like people got overly excited at some point and realize, maybe it's just peaked in a way, the great build from, what seemed like a handful of people quilting in the 60s and 70s to this huge industry, and maybe it's peaked and it's gotten as big as it's going to get, and now it's going to start falling back down again or collapsing a little bit. I don't know. We shall see. It is, for those of us who love magazines, it's kind of sad to see magazines go, particularly, given Quilters Newsletter is the only one that I really like. I do like Generation Q. I shouldn't say that. I do like Generation Q. And maybe I'll subscribe to that. I think that they, I can't remember if they, they do advertising. But that, if go to their blog and find that one too. If I think about it, I'll link the one about magazines. Because that's really interesting, and I thought the comments were really interesting as well. So that's some quilt industry news for you. And I have to say, I think this is going to be a short episode because I am reading, but I'm just kind of all over the place with my reading right now. I haven't settled down into a good novel
So I'm just popping around. It's like I've got Kurt Vonnegut's letters, you know, just I've read something about Kurt Vonnegut, who, of course, I loved in high school and college, and have always sort of, you know, loved him as a person. So I went to the library and picked up his letters, and they're good, you know, and just reading some art books, but not really focused. And I'm not a focused reader right now, so I don't have a lot of book talk to tell you about. I have a new book coming out at the end of the month, Sam the Man and the Chicken Plan, and it just got a really nice review from Publishers Weekly, which pleased me. It's actually gotten a good review from Kirkus, so it's getting some nice reviews, and that's good. And it's an early chapter book, so if you've got, it's like, say, if you've got first or second graders or kids younger than that who are reading, could be a good book for them. Just saying. Christmas is coming. Just saying. But I think that's, can you hear all these insects? It's crazy. I have to say, not a fan of summer, but I love this noise. I love the cicadas and the whirring and the chirping, and you can hear the birds. That I like. And that's whenever we had a big, big storm last night. Whenever you have a big, big storm, you get this. Oh, you get these great noises. Very nice. Yes, I need to say thank you to everyone who commented on the last episode. Okay, as you probably can tell, I have moved inside to actually see the comments from the last episode. I want to say thanks to Virtual Quilter, who enjoyed the interviews that I linked to with Joe Cunningham and Michael James, I think. Thanks to Vicky, who was very happy that I finally found my coral fabric. Thank you. You have no idea how happy I am. Thanks to Holly Ann. Holly Ann, by the way, has a new website and a blog, and it's called String and Story. And she has a great blog post that she just posted about, I think it's, she called it Modern Impressionist Quilting. She makes beautiful quilts. So go check that out. I've got a link on the blog post on the website. So thanks, Holly Ann. She loves the fact that I am taking one idea, the birds in the air, and exploring it in multiple quilting styles, and I'm having fun. It's a neat project, although I have a sense, I can see forward to the day when I will be ready to be done with this project, but I really like that idea too, so thank you. Heard from Very Lazy Daisy, and this is interesting because I think in the last episode I talked about how much I like the novel Department of Speculation and how I've had a really hard time getting into All the Light We Cannot See, and she found All the Light We Cannot See to be one of the best books she had read in a long time. And Lazy Daisy, you know you're not alone in that, of course. Tons of people love it. So it's just me being weird and had a really hard time getting into Department of Speculation, which I get to because it was one of those books I'm like, it better grab me fast. And it actually did, but yeah. And then I heard from Kelly the Fifth, who actually replied to Holly Ann saying that she agreed, that she likes seeing the different kinds of birds in the air quilts. But she says, I don't think I've seen different styles of a pattern by the same artist. And I like being called an artist, Kelly the Fifth. Thank you very much. Thank you everyone for commenting. Thanks for your emails. Thanks to Chris, who I need to email back. Thanks again to Adele for the great work she's done on the Bauhaus Birds in the Air pattern. When you see the quilt, it's just so super cool. And thank you to Kristen for getting us a book to give away. So don't forget, please leave a comment by September 1st, and the winner will get a copy of So Illustrated, the best sewing book of 2016. Yes, so there you go. I think that's it for now. I will be back in 10 days, and I hope I will have lots of interesting things to tell you. I plan to have on the blog, on the Off Kilter Quilt blog, a picture of Meeting of the Geese, as well as a picture of the Bauhaus Birds in the Air in progress. So take a look, give me your thoughts, and enjoy beginning of August. Talk to you soon. Thanks for listening to the Off Kilter Quilt. Come visit me online at offkilterquilt.com. Until next time, this is Frances. Remember, life is short. Quilt first.